Internet News. I'm Jason Taylor. Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders references recent unrest in St. Louis during his Thursday visit to Westminster College in Mid-Missouri's Fulton.
As we saw here so clearly in St. Louis in the past week, we need serious reforms in policing and the criminal justice system so that the life of every person is equally valued and protected.
Protesters have taken to the streets in the St. Louis area since last Friday's court decision about a former police officer. Jason Stockley, who is white, has been acquitted of first-degree murder for shooting to death an African-American man during a 2011 police pursuit. A bipartisan group of six state lawmakers from the Kansas City area agree on what the problem is with the selection process to build a new airport terminal. They had wanted the entire city council to examine all four proposals that were submitted instead of allowing a special committee to make the choice. 25th District House Democrat Greg Razor thinks a study by a local firm that was rejected for the project is proof the committee made a mistake in offering one option.
When I looked over the legal analysis that they provided, it did appear that the committee did not have the legal authority to not allow Burns and Mack to go before the full city council.
Still, the Kansas City Council rejected the efforts by the state lawmakers yesterday and voted to work with the special committee's choice, Maryland-based Edgemore, on the project. Voters will decide if the $1 billion airport terminal is actually built in a November election. An argument between a man and a woman at a Springfield convenience store yesterday led to a man being shot. The news leader reports the incident occurred after a disagreement between the man and a woman spilled out of the store into the parking lot where the woman shot the man. Police say the man's wound was a superficial bullet graze. The man did not go to the hospital. St. Louis police are looking for a brother and sister after the 16-year-old sister allegedly shot their father in the back of the head Sunday and fled with a 10-year-old brother. KMOV reports the 61-year-old father is in critical but stable condition at a St. Louis hospital. A delegation from Taiwan has visited three Midwest states, Iowa, Indiana, and Missouri, making official that country's intent to purchase corn, soybeans, and feed grain products in the 2018-19 marketing year. Jerry Chang, Taiwan's Director of Economic and Cultural Office in Denver, told attendees of the ceremony in Missouri yesterday that the relationship between Taiwan and U.S. agriculture is extremely valuable.
Over the past 20 years, my government has organized 11 agricultural trade goodwill missions to the United States. I'm very proud to say that during these visits, our related grain associations made very decent purchase commitments.
You'll find more news, sports, and weather at MissouriNet.com. This is MissouriNet.